Every election cycle, we try to bring you as many candidates running for local, state, and federal offices as we can. We're going to try and bring you as many as we can between now and the primary and between now and the general. That anytime you want somebody on, let me know. We'll do our best to reach out to them, including the Democrats, just so you know. All that being said, joining us now is Greg Ferris. He is a candidate for Sedgwick County Commission District 3, the owner of Ferris Consulting. He's a lifelong resident of Wichita and a graduate of Wichita State University. Mr. Ferris served for 12 years on the Wichita City Council, and after his term expired, he started a consulting firm in 1999. For 25 years, Greg has helped national, regional, and local companies and individuals resolve issues before local and state governmental agencies. Greg, thank you for joining us. Happy Father's Day. It's nice to have you on the show.
John, always good to be around you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You might pull that a little closer so we can. There you go. Perfect. Let me get started with this. I've seen the family photos. I know you got kids. You've had a good career both in public service and in the private sector. Why subject yourself to another? I mean, why? It can't be. You don't need the money, probably. So why bother to go back into this?
John, I appreciate that question because I think it's very important. I spent 12 years on the Wichita City Council, enjoyed it immensely, enjoyed getting off of it. 12 years was a long time. That's why I can't foresee being in county office that long, just because it's just too long. But I was effective. I did a lot of things. If you go back and you look at what was accomplished in this community from 1987 to 1999, just little small projects like five Kellogg flyovers, including the downtown flyovers, K-96 bypass, Old Town. Those were all things that were done while I was on the city council and was very instrumental in a lot of those things getting done, particularly out west, moving up the Mays project. So I think I have a lot to offer. Once I got out and started working on the other side of the fence and started helping businesses navigate, I learned just how much bureaucracy there is, how hard it is to deal with government, and it shouldn't be. So I'm now hoping that because I have both sides, that I can now move into that and say, you know what, we can make government better. We can maybe make it easier for businesses to do business in our community.
You know, I serve in the legislature. That a lot of people hear the word lobbyist. They think it's a dirty word. And what do you say to those who are concerned about the fact that you've been a lobbyist and, you know, and are maybe worried about those relationships in your past?
Two things. Again, that's a great question. I really never was that much of a lobbyist. Didn't do much in Topeka. Didn't do much lobbying per se. I felt more I was just assisting businesses navigate their way through. I wasn't trying to get legislation passed on the local level, those kind of things. I was just maybe helping them through the bureaucracy. But you know what? I was effective for those guys. I worked hard and I was effective, but they were my clients. My clients now will be the citizens of West Sedgwick County, and I will intend to be as effective for them. Knowing now how businesses operate, what they need, when they come before me, they won't be able to fool me because I was there. So I can now work for my citizens at the same level and degree that I worked for my clients.
Well, and let me talk, because I looked at your website, gave three main focuses that you highlighted. One in particular is citizen-focused initiatives. And I'm assuming that's what do you mean by citizen-focused initiatives?
Well, thing I want to do is continue the district advisory board and make sure that that county advisory board that they have still has the opportunity for citizens to be there. The other thing that I think is important is that I'm going to be there full time, so that if citizens need access to find out what they need, what they want, how those things, so I can then hear. So instead of it being, you know, Greg Ferris led District 3, it will be Greg Ferris working with the citizens to lead District 3.
So you're stepping away from your business then?
Absolutely. I stood before the Planning Commission back in November and said, listen, you know, I appreciated being here. You've seen me a lot. You're probably glad I'm gone, but I won't be coming back anymore. So I haven't done that since November. They thought I was dying or something. You know, they now know why I was running. But
the second plank is reduced property tax growth. And each year after appraised values are set, you know, mill rates should be reduced so that the new valuations deliver the same dollar amount of property tax as budgeted the year before, hence the name revenue neutral. And I put that in there to make sure listeners understand what revenue neutral is, because it's a difficult concept, I think. However, the Sedgwick County Commission has not done that. Since 2022, only 32% of Sedgwick County residents have not seen an increase in their property taxes due to these revenue neutral rates. In fact, 23% of residents have seen their taxes go up by at least 5%, and over 34% of residents have seen their property taxes rise by over 10%. On your website, you talk about reducing property taxes, keeping property taxes low. Will you commit to not raising property taxes by pledging to reduce the mill levy so that after appraised values are set, you will vote to lower the mill rate so that you will keep them revenue neutral?
One of the beauties, John, is that I have a record. And you can go back and look from 1987 to 1999. During that period, the increase in spending of Wichita General Fund was less than the rate of inflation.
That's what it should be, always keeping that at 4% or 3%, whatever, yeah.
And so I have two things about property taxes. What you said is very, very important, but it goes beyond that because that only impacts Sedgwick County.
Right.
And Sedgwick County is the smallest piece of the tax burden. You have the schools, which are the biggest piece, and you have the cities, which are, unless you happen to live in the rural area, most people live in a city and are paying city taxes. So what I think needs to happen is that we need to go to the legislature and have them reevaluate how they assess property so that property taxes on a house can only go up the rate of inflation.
So you support the idea of capping property taxes?
I not only support it, I'm committed to going forward and using anybody that I have contacts with to push that, because that is how you attain savings, is that you no longer are out there just capturing. If I'm going to raise taxes, or if the school board's going to raise taxes, or if a city's going to raise taxes, they should have the guts to vote for it.
Put it on a ballot. Yeah.
Not just put it on the ballot. They should have the guts, because if you've capped it and you need more money, instead of just absorbing all those horrendous increases that everybody are getting now, if that was capped, if you want more money, you're going to have to cast a vote on Tuesday or Wednesday morning or Monday night or when you meet to get that money. And that's how government should operate. You should have to put yourself out there. If you need more money, and maybe you do, I don't know, maybe your city needs more money, or maybe the school, maybe they actually do, but it shouldn't be that you just are allowed to capture all that growth. My brother's 81 years old. His taxes valuation has increased 35%, not in 10 years, not in 2 years. My mother-in-law is 86 years old. Her property taxes went up 20% last year. She doesn't get anything out of the value of that house.
Now, right, unless she sells it. Yeah,
exactly.
You're
right. Now,
yeah.
And if you sell it, then you should have to pay some of that back. I agree with that. Okay, I don't have a problem with that, because you then actually got a benefit. But as long as you're living in that house, mowing your yard, doing what you're doing, you're not getting any benefit for being for that living in that house other than what you had 20 years ago. It's the same benefit. Doesn't matter that the guy across from you sold his house for a lot of money. You don't get that benefit, and you shouldn't be taxed on that. That's my position.
No, I completely agree with you. And David Dennis and I have gone around and around on this topic, because he's been able to run around for 8 years and claim he never raised taxes, but my taxes have gone up. My home's now worth suddenly $100,000 more, and all we've done is mow the lawn, and
that's right.
Very frustrating.